listener production.
Hello, Alistair Kirkby with your local briefing. We're being urged to keep a few things in mind if we're making our way to the beach or pool this Australia Day public holiday. Avoiding alcohol around water, wearing a life jacket and avoiding going out in the water alone are the biggest tips from the Royal Life Saving Society. Senior Project Officer Katrine Pickles says it follows alarming statistics.
We know that drowning deaths spike on public holidays and long weekends. So during these times, we know that the risk of drowning almost doubles.
A new fence is going up around Geraldton's derelict Batavia Motor Inn. The city has issued demolition orders for the building as it continues to draw in antisocial behaviour. The fence is at no cost to locals. The state government is investing $1.5 million towards West Aussie recreational fishers. They'll purchase 40 new fish aggregating devices using buoys that attract mahi-mahi, tuna and marlin. They'll be deployed along the coast over the next 6 months. The PM's lost a couple of fans over the past few weeks, with today's Essential poll showing Anthony Albanese's approval rating has fallen from 60% to 55%. It's a similar tale for his disapproval rating. It's up from 27% last month to 31%. Food prices at Coles and Woolworths climbed more than 9% in the last 3 months of 2022, according to new data. Investment firm UBS looked at more than 60,000 weekly prices over the quarter. The stubbornly high inflation rate could put further pressure on food and grocery manufacturers to rise prices again. To local sport, Geraldton's athletic talent was on full display in the WA Country Championships. More than 350 of the state's best track and field athletes showed off their stuff in Northam. Geraldton brought home 101 medals, with one of the youngest athletes, Blake Renwick, bringing home 4 medals. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.